Beginning of this week's parsha, Parshas Matis, the Torah tells us about Hilchos Nedarim, and there's a law in the Torah, Le'yachol Dvar K'chol Yetzim Mipiv Yase, that once a person makes a neder, he cannot go back on it. He has to do what he promised, which is the mitzvah in the Torah that when a person promises tzedakah, he must give the tzedakah, and he cannot renege on his neder to give tzedakah. So the following shaila is asked. Let's say a person promised an amount of money to tzedakah, and before he was able to fulfill his pledge, he himself fell on hard times and no longer can afford this. In fact, he himself would be eligible to take tzedakah. So the question is can a person repurpose his tzedakah money to himself as an ani, which means he would be eligible for tzedakah. There's no shenanigans here. It's just that, can he take his own neder? So the shaila was asked to the Maram Rutenberg, in Tshuvas Maram Rutenberg. The Mordechai brings in a Bava Basra in the beginning, that he makes it dependent on the following factor. Did he publicly promise it? Says the Maram Rutenberg, if he promised it publicly, then he must give it. And the Maram Rutenberg brings a raya from when a person is makdish his sada and it goes to kehanim. And there's a case where a person was makdish his sada and a kohen actually bought it off of hektish. And the kohen who bought it says, why should it go back to the kehanim during yovel? I'm a kohen and I own it now. And the Gemara says in Erech, and that no, the house does get redivided amongst the kehanim. So you see, even though someone who is eventually eligible for this tzedakah, it still must go through the process, it still must go to the gabbai tzedakah and be divided as if it were normally divided. And therefore, if a person promises publicly, he must go through with his promise. But the Marsham Brzen, Reb Shalom Shadron's grandfather, in Tshuvas Marsham, says, you see from here that if the promise was not done publicly, if a person decided on his own to give tzedakah and then fell on hard times, he is permitted to reassign it and take the tzedakah for himself or for his family, and that is 100% legal. The beginning of this week's parasha, the Torah tells us, Le'yachol Dvarei, a person must keep his word, and this is where we learn that a person must fulfill all his pledges and obligations to tzedakah. Following interesting shaila. Person makes a simcha, let's say a person makes a bar mitzvah, and out-of-town guests come, and by Kriyas HaTorah, of course, each one of the guests makes a mishaberech and promises a nice amount to the shul or to whatever tzedakah. After Shabbos, the bal simcha comes to the gabbai and says, how much was the total amount of all the mishaberachs, all the pledges? So the gabbai tabulates it and says, you know, between all the aliyahs and all the mishaberachs and all the pledges, it was a certain amount. And the bal simcha, who wants his guests to be totally guests and not to have to pay anything, writes out a check to the shul in the amount of all of the mishaberachs and proudly informs his guests that all of their pledges were taken care of, and no one has to pay any money. And the shaila is, does this work? Is tzedakah like a debt, like a chayv? And of course, someone could pay off someone else's chayv. Or does tzedakah morph into something more than just a regular chayv mishpat chayv? Tzedakah becomes a personal obligation. And therefore, even though the bal simcha paid off the debt, so to speak, to the shul, but each person that made a mishaberach has a personal chiv on himself to fulfill his neder to tzedakah, and therefore that cannot be paid off by others. So the shaila was asked to Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein in Chashukei Chemed, and he brings a raya from an Einig Yontif. The Einig Yontif was asked a similar question, and this was by a person who was informed that his son made a very large public pledge. And the father knew that this was not a good thing. The son was incapable of paying it. and the son made the pledge for ulterior motives, it was just not a good situation. And the person wanted to alleviate the debt for his son and paid off the pledge of his son to Tzedaka. And the Yontif was asked, is the son now off the hook? And then Yontif said no. Then Yontif said that Tzedaka is not a debt. Tzedaka is a personal chiyuv. And once a person makes a neder, he has a chiyuv to pay off his neder. And therefore, even if someone paid off the financial debt, there still is a chiyuv to pay it off. So too, in our case, the Baal Simcha may have paid the debt to the shul, but each person made a neder, and they have to fulfill their neder. In Parshas Maaseh, the Torah repeats something we know that happened already, but nonetheless, the Torah tells us again, Vayal Aaron HaKohen al Har Ahar, al pi Hashem, Vayomos Sham, and Aaron HaKohen died there. And fascinatingly, the Torah does something here that it never does by anyone else. It tells us the exact date of Aaron HaKohen's Misa. Vayom Hashem b'shnas ha'arbayim lotzeis b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim b'chodesh ha'chamishi, which is Av, b'echad l'chodesh, on Rish Chodesh Av. And this is something unique in the Torah. The only time the Torah tells us a date of someone's death is by Aaron HaKohen's. And that's interesting. The reason a lot of people say the Trumas HaDeshen says this and the Netziv in our parasha says, and that is because the Torah wants to give us foreboding news over here, that we know that Aaron HaKohen died, and with Mises Aaron HaKohen, the Anane HaKavod went away, and we lost our protection, and that's when all the wars started, that's when enemies were able to attack us, and that is what happened. And the Torah wants to tell us that, yes, Mises Aaron HaKohen is a bad sign, and Av is going to be a month of Tzaris L'Dere Deris. So for the historical aspect of Aaron HaKohen's Misa, the Torah writes the death. But there's an incredible Sfas Emes. The Likutei Yehuda brings from his grandfather the Sfas Emes that he brings from the Sefer Chassidim an incredible story. That Sefer Chassidim brings that there was once this extremely righteous person, there was a person who was exemplary in his compassion, in his neisib olam chaveray, in his midav gemilas chasadim. And the Sefer Chassidim says that this person had a custom whenever he would be Menachem Avil, he would walk home without shoes. He would take off his shoes and walk home barefoot like the Avelim in order to experience their pain and to be mishtatif in their tsar. As it so happened, this chassid, when he was nifter, he was nifter on Tisha B'Av. And says Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, it happened that every single person from all the surrounding villages was in town because of Tisha B'Av, and there was a huge crowd at his Levaya, and every single person at his Levaya also went barefoot. And the Rabbi Yehuda Chassid wants to say that a person who's exemplary in Chesed throughout his life, he will experience a Levaya that everyone will be mishtatif in his tzar. And the Sfas Emes says that that's why Aaron HaKohen was nifter on Rish Chodesh Av. Aaron HaKohen, who was mishtatif in everyone's tzar, Aaron HaKohen was an Oyev Shalom, Reidev Shalom, Aaron HaKohen, who was the ultimate Baal Chesed, his Petira happened in a month that all of Yisrael is anyway b'tzar, to be, so to speak, mishtatif in the tzar of Aaron HaKohen.